rather a lot.
The film was bought.
All of a sudden there's a samach in the middle. In the middle of their drosha there's a samach. The next pasuk goes on, they said in Motson Uchein Beinecha, Yutra Soros Hazos. Why is that samach doing in the middle of that parasha?
Spoke about it this morning in Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Who spoke today?
Rabbi Wolberg. First of all, have Shir Menashe in the middle of a sudden.
Yeah.
One kasha,
summit
in the middle.
Yeah. Oh.
Three kashas. I don't remember each other.
I have to ask them. Very good. Thank you. See, it's worthwhile asking the kasha.
Or you can listen to it on the.
Okay, very good. Let's start here. Right, Rabbi Sain.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look over here, Rabbi Sain. Let's have the Hilchos Kesiva. So, yesterday we spoke. Yesterday, this is a quick stick on what we did yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about some writing in Chinese. Can you write in Chinese in England? That was a shayla. Yeah, very interesting shayla. So, Lemaisa, I want to make it clear, I wasn't so clear yesterday, it's Zichah Oster to do. That's clear. The Mishnah Berurah himself rules quite clearly in Shin Vov, I think it is. Let me just check where it is. In Shin Vov. Let's see if you Aleph. I think Mishnah Berurah says clearly that writing in any language is an Oster. It's no chilek what it is. We only ask a kasha, yeah? But the Mishnah Berurah takes on that clear, writing in any language is Oster to do. That's another point I'm asking. I'm just telling you, English, French, Spanish, Italian, Russian is all Oster to do. That's, what? Oh, so that's Pashas Oster to do. That's the whole Bialoch over here. When there are more in Shin Vov Tivyut Aleph, it's Mashmis Midrabon. On that, the Bialoch over here is a whole Arichas in Shin Vov Tivyut Aleph, and there, he times the Maisa, as far as I remember, I can't remember all this thing here, but as far as I remember, he times an Issa Minatoya. We just had a kasha, that I'll speak out the kasha again. We had a kasha on this from Simon Salah Base, I think it was by Krishma. By Krishma, and Mishnah Berurah is a very big chiddush there, that by even though you can say it b'chol loshin, he's machadish, the Mishnah Berurah chiddush, that even though you can say it b'chol loshin, you can say it Krishma in Chinese, you can say it in Russian and Italian, that's only if the people in the area understand that language. If they don't understand that language, then you can't say it. It's a chiddush of Mishnah Berurah. So we asked, why happens by ksiva? If you write in Russian in Broughton Park, then not many people understand Russian. So is that a problem? The Maisa, you mustn't do it. It's clear you mustn't do it. People are machalek between there, Krishna, and here. And bottom line is you can't do it.
Yeah, Chimayis could be other people find out that you say Chimayi Chinese. But writing, you could write for yourself and keep it.
No, maybe. Could be. I don't know, could be.
No, because other people.
Alright, boys, that's not it. I'm just saying, don't make mistakes, otherwise you can't do it. You can't write in Chinese and Russian, anything you can't do. And we said, Guad in any language which is understandable by people, the Moshe, the Morse code, or Braille, anything which is understood by people, it's got a language to it. It's a symbol that is also to use on Shabbos, and therefore one mustn't do it. Shorthand, all these things are also, even a question mark or an exclamation mark, that is called a symbol, that is a sign, that is called a ksiva, or one mustn't do it. A roishim, we said, also is interesting, that a person mustn't make a mark on a sefer if he's doing it for a tachlis. He wants to remember where he's up to, so he mocks a roishim on that sefer to make sure he knows where he's up to. That one shouldn't do.
Why is Morse code? It's not us.
It's not what?
Why is Morse code?
It's a symbol. It's a symbol. It represents something. It's like Braille. Braille also is not a letter. But it's why is people understand from there. They're on the Mumkin, they understand from there, it means a word. So that's also problematic. That's alright, that was alright. That was okay. A roishim is much more permanent, first of all. A roishim is. Yeah, now we spoke about, I can't remember what we said, we spoke about this. Folding a page, we said, is just so you can find out where you are. A roishim is to know exactly where you are. That's much worse. That's much more of a simon. That means you want to know exactly what paragraph you're up to. Here, you're just saving yourself a loss that you don't know what page number you're up to. Because you're reading a book and you want to put a folding so you know what page you're up to. That is a general thing that you're doing it for that reason. When you make a mark on something, you're doing it for tachlis to know that this thing has to be rectified. That's more like kosev than for protective rachon. No, keep it in place could also be Muslim in that case, maybe. If you do it, just keep it in place, maybe that's better. But here you're doing it to remember, let's say there's a mistake there, or you want to make us back where he was, maybe, possibly. Okay, very interesting Shad Hilchos Kesiva. That's based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says there that if a person's got a letter, it's actually the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Omrav, I mean, cost of ois echo with Tveria. Someone writes one letter in Tveria. Someone writes one letter in Cheetham Hill, and then he goes on Shabbos to Heaton Park, he writes a letter there. Has he done Kasima?
There's no syrup, really.
There's no syrup. Yeah, so not only one makes a chiddush, right? If you can bring the oishes together, then that's called kosev. Yeah, it's got no shakas, but on that the Gemara says that if the oishes can be brought together, then that's called kosev. Comes out a very big chiddush from this Gemara, that bringing oishes together, sorry, the Gemara says, if the oishes were there ready before Shabbos, you just bring them together, that's not called kosev. That means if someone's got a letter A over here, and he's got a letter B over here, for example, and he puts the two together on Shabbos, that's nothing. Kiruv Oishis is not called Kosev. It's making... Well, come on here. Making the letters is a problem of Kosev. If the person makes a letter, that is the malach of Kosev. Combining letters that are already made is not called Kosev. Baby Kiddush.
Yeah?
So that means, according to that, a person's got Aleph base, he's got Aleph base cards, and he wants to make some words up with them. He wants to make the word, Torah. So he takes a Tov, a Vav, a Resh, and a Hey, and he puts them next together on a line. Mutter. Kiruv Oishas, just bringing letters together, which were already there, is not the Malacha of Kosev. The Malacha of Kosev is to make a letter. Now, that's a big shy, which gives another thing. Let's say you got a half Oish, which is cut in half. Can you bring those two half Oishas together? Understand? That means we're saying the Malacha of Kosev is not the bringing together of the letters, it's the idea of creating a letter. And that's why if you've got a whole Aleph and a whole base, for example, there's nothing wrong with bringing it together. Even though you've written now, you brought two letters together, you made a word, you've been bo, you made a sensible word, which makes sense, that is not called Kosev. Kosev has to be making a word, making a letter. Bringing letters together is not called Kosev.
Two halves would be
So this is a big shy what two halves are, quite right. So could you look at two halves, this is a big shy. This is again to puzzles. A lot of things which have got a half oishes on, you bring them together, is that a problem? Or you can have often in a siddur, for example, you can have a siddur, much as a tear in the siddur, goes right through the letters. So now you want to put the page down, you want to read what you're saying. Can you put the page down so the letters line up together and now you're reading the oishes together? Okay, that's half oishes, I'm not talking about it, yeah? Sorry?
If you join together, that would not happen.
That's whole letters could be. Huh? Maybe that's only when you join whole letters together. That's the derisive, my friend. That's minatoria, but close to English learners because it's also in the bottom. You mustn't do it even if you're not going to rub it out. Quite right. Can a person say, I want to write on Shabbos, I'm writing a letter? First of all, it's Moikam on Osdichto, it's not Kosev on Osdichto. If someone writes a whole letter, I'm writing a letter to you, dear sir, how are you? Am I over in Issa Minatora or Drabon? I'm going to rub it out. That Kosev is also Minatora, just see. If I rub out, it's only also Minatora if I'm rubbing out to be able to write.
Joining
two letters is making an ois, that's making a letter, that's much worse. You understand? To bring two letters together could be much worse. We're talking about over here, where a person's got one whole ois, and one whole ois, he brings it together. That's literally nothing. When you've got half oishes, and you bring it together, that's much worse. That could be a question, we're not talking about that now. But I'm talking about whole oishes. So whole oishes, that's clear from the Gemara, mechusa kreva, just bring it together, it's not whole. Hu adin, there's no mechik on it, it goes together. Kosev and Moichav go together. That if there's no Kosev, there's no Moichav. So you've got letters written together, Torah, with these cards written on something, and you want to change it. You want to write something else there. So you can take out a letter, no problem at all. That's mutter to do. No Issa of Kosev and no Issa of Moichav. I'm coming to Scrabble. So where's this Nagea to, yeah? I'm coming to all that. 1 minute. Let's go slowly. 1 minute. Okay, yeah. One is existing letters and minjas and signs and pictures. That means, for example, if I've got, let's say, a picture, I've got different pictures. I've got a picture of one thing, a picture of another thing. I want to make a whole story with these pictures. It's different cards on a picture.
A jigsaw
is normally worse, because a jigsaw normally is half pieces. Normally a jigsaw is not whole pieces by itself. Pieces are half, which join together. We're talking about whole pieces over here, whole letters by itself. So I want to tell you a story of Auntie Faye went to the supermarket. And she bought some peppers. So you got some cards of Auntie Faye going in the car, and she goes to the supermarket, all separate cards with different pictures. I can do that shopping, put them down in the whole row, and from the beginning of the row to the end, I've got a whole story about Auntie Faye going to the supermarket. Nothing wrong. That's mutter. Therefore, a number lock, the chayre, is mutter to use. A number lock has got different. The number lock I'm talking about is the moshel, which you got these. What do you call it? You got different. One, two, three. Not a combination lock on a door. That's the chayre no shatu. You're not doing anything. But let's say you have to line up the numbers 5, 7, 9. So you have to put the 5 in the first row, 7 in the second row, 9 in the third row, and you line it up, and that way the lock opens up. A bicycle lock, let's say like that, yeah? Or a garage lock, he's got a garage lock like that, so it's meant to open up, right? He puts the numbers next to each other in a certain sequence, that way it opens up. That is what to do, there's no problem, because you're just lining up the numbers next to each other, no problem with closing. So far so good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of basic. Same thing, I don't think it's possible, because in words as well, same thing. Oh.
Same thing words. What? Well, like different words.
Not numbers, it's words.
Yeah, same thing, yeah, different words. Not half words, whole words, whole letters.
Whole letters.
In order to get into the garage, you need to have the sign Jane. J-A-N-E, let's say. You need to have a code. Yeah, if you put that, you've got the whole, it's got a whole different sequence of what you call it. No problem whatsoever. You can line up these word letters together to make up that sequence in order to open it up. Strictly speaking, Scrabble. The Chosh Limotas you play, yeah? You play, you've got different pieces of Scrabble, different letters, which are already made letters. You put them next to each other to play a game, like Chosh Limotas. The only problem is many possums don't like Scrabble on Shabbos, and they tell that since the normal way when you play Scrabble is to write down the scores, it's normally to do with Kosov. It's very likely when a person plays, it's associated with writing. Therefore, many possums don't like this game to be played on Shabbos. I mean, with some Kosov, there's no problem, actually, yeah, so far. There's no problem with some Kosov because the letters are already there. You just put the letters together. If, however, there's a new gazer over here, they time it, that about the normal game you play with over here, the normal way of playing the game is to write down the scores, therefore one should not play Scrabble on Shabbos. There is a problem with this halacha, which makes a lot of nafkaminas over here. And that is... Sorry?
Who brings this halacha?
A lot of possibly bring it. Like a Shabbat thing. A lot of people bring it down here. Yeah, a lot of people bring this down. There's a gazera. Such a thing as a gazera. Dominoes, for example. To play dominoes, for example. Dominoes is takamuta. Dominoes is no one writes down the game when they play dominoes. You know, just match the patterns with dominoes. That's takamuta. There's no gazera there. Because there you don't. It's not normal to write down. It's normal. You just play the game. So you've got five dots. And you have to match it with another five dots. That's takamuta. There's no problem at all. What is the problem, though, is the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Mogen Avraham in She and Mem, Sivkot and Chavbeis, it's a very interesting halacha, which l'chayr is a problem with this case. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sivkot and Chavbeis, Ois Ches, Oster l'chaba Oishis shall kesev l'proichas. A person mustn't take
Oishis, let's say he's got a chap at the top, and he puts it on to the proichas, he puts a chap over here, and a top over here, let's say. He sticks off. What's the problem? It's two oysters which were
ready-made
oysters, no problem. That's the cash.
That is the kasha. So why is the Mogen Avraham asking? The Maaseh Mishnah doesn't say why it's also, yeah? He just says, also lechaba oishis shel kesev leporeches kitzvoi. A person mustn't attach silver letters to a poreches, or anything similar, to hukein kosev. It resembles the malacha of kosev. So taking two letters and sticking it on to this poreches is a problem. So the kasha is, why is that different to what we're talking about up to now? He's talking about poreches. I'll show you what he means. There's a machlekes achrein now. What shat? What?
Maybe because it could be
thin,
maybe.
Oh, 1 minute. So Shlomo Zalman and others, Tyler, are very interested in what they say. Shmuel Shalos Kilchot says that when you take a letter and you stick it onto a backing, that gives you a prominence, the letter. That is called kosev. That means our whole heter over here is where you've got the letter on a backing, on a frame, on something on it. You've got a card with an aleph on it. So to join those letters together is no problem. If a person's got a little, let's say, for example, a felt, a little ois of a T, and he joins it, or he puts it onto a felt board, since he's put it onto a backing, that gives it a chashimus, and that's also to do. Yeah?
So a fridge magnet on the back.
Oh, so now a fridge magnet, now is an interesting question. You've got a magnet, which is a letter by itself, and now you put it onto a backing, you're putting it onto a fridge itself, that lechor is much worse. That according to this, that lechor is much worse. I think it's the fact that brings this over here. I can't remember about the thing. But I can't remember what it is, but l'chayre, that will come out, it's much worse, that case of the air. A magnet onto a fridge is much worse, because it's got a backing on it, that's l'chayre problematic. Where else would this be a problem? Oh, so Scrabble, if it fits into a board, Lamoshal, if you've got someone which fits into a board... What do you mean a stamp? And where are you putting it onto?
In the olden days, you
just
put it into glass.
Oh, so if you're putting it onto a backing, then that whole heter now falls away of Kirov Oishas. The whole heter of Kirov Oishas bringing letters together is when the letters are loose. They're by itself, and you bring it next to each other, just onto by itself. When you put it onto a backing,
letters,
sorry.
What do you mean?
What you?
It's just hanging a string.
That's all right. That's not hanging onto a frame. It's not going onto a frame. It has to be a backing on it. It has to be put onto a backing. If you put it onto a backing, that will show Zalman gives a chashivas to the ois. It makes the ois much more choshuv. It brings out the ois. It's now got a backing to it. That's much more problematic. And that becomes a true letter. So magnetic letters, lechor, should not be stacked onto a magnetic board. And moshel, I'll tell you what else is the lechor problem. Let's say someone's got a mazel tov. He wrote before Shabbos in chocolate. He made a mold of mazel tov. On Shabbos, he wants to stick it onto his cake. He's got a nice chocolate cake, so he takes the letter Mem, he sticks it into his cake, the Zion, the Lamed, makes a great Tef, Vav base, he sticks it on, that lechor is problematic. He's now stuck it onto a backing. That backing is now makes the ois much more choshuv, and therefore it's now called kosuv.
So you wouldn't be able to eat it then?
Eat, I don't know, but you shouldn't stick it on. You can eat it in between. Eat is another question about eating those letters. But it's an interesting thing. That means even if you've got all the letters there ready, that means to take the letters, the Chora, and just put it next to each other. You take all the letters, the mazel tov, and put it next to each other on the table. Where there's no back in there. It's not a back in there. That's mutter. What?
There
was a kosher?
Words, magnetic words, because they can message on
your face.
I am going to do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a sad
word. Oh, that's a question. Were they on a backing? Was it just an letter by itself? Was it on a backing?
No.
It's very likely it had a backing to it. Yeah, I think he's right. I think he's right, Taka. Rabbeinu, what was the problem? What was the question with this fridge thing on the magnet on the fridge? That was a good shout. What was the problem with this thing on the magnet on the fridge? That means you could write a message. Please wake me up at 2:30. Yeah. Any problem with that on Shabbos? Could be. No, Rabbi, now I tell you, what could be a problem? What could be an issue with taking out this magnet? That means I've got in front of me a magnet. It's got, please wake up 2:30. Please don't disturb. Please let me sleep till 10. I've got all different things in there, yeah? That's the one you want, really. The one, please don't disturb till 10. So you've got one there. Can I take it? I want to put it on the fridge. I'm going to sleep Shabbos afternoon. I put it on a fridge. Please don't disturb till 2:30.
Like he said, it's got backing the words and
closing the words. It's a closer. What other problem could there be? Teufel is dodgy with magnets. Teufel is that's a shkiddish. No, Rabbi said, what's happened? We've met this before. Is there a problem with Boira? You have to know if this is a problem with Boira here. If you've got a mixture of all different sorts of things inside there, please don't disturb, please don't do this and do that. I'm saying normally don't do that. You have to know, is that a problem with Boira? That's an interesting question. There was a big rage about this when this came out. Is that problematic of Boira? That means I'm taking it out now. I'm going to sleep for the next 2 hours. I'm not using it for 2 hours. So I'm going to sleep.
I'm using it now.
What?
He's not going to read it now. I'm using it now.
Well, who are you? You don't need it.
Putting it on the fridge.
But you don't need it. It's the person who reads it needs it. You're doing it with the person who reads it. I don't know, it's an interesting question. I just must add what Boy said. I've told you how Shlomo Zalman learns, yeah? But Shlomo what? He's saying he's right. As far as I remember, the magnet had a backing on it. The whole thing was already written on a frame. It's not shut, you're taking one letter and you're sticking it onto the frame. You understand? The letter was based on a frame.
If you did that, you could do Scrabble, what's the difference?
Scrabble is the problem because of the score. I'm telling you, Scrabble is the problem because of the score. What? Because you put on a backing on a freezer. The freezer is like a frame. It's like the Proches case. You can't put a half on the top on the Proches because it's sticking onto a backing.
On a board, a Scrabble on a board.
It's kind of the same thing. So if it sticks on there, then I say, if it sticks very often, you don't play on the board. I don't know how you play it. You play on a board. You put it on a board, I can't really put it on a board. If it sticks onto the board, the one that sticks onto the board is like a problem, actually. There's a Dulux model which sticks onto the bottle, that is like a problem.
There's a trouble. It's just flat. And let's say it's round and round, but it's got indents.
Like holes, that's right. The Dulux model is like that. That's like a magic word.
Even though it's on magnet,
yeah, the Dulux one is like this problem, Simcha. The Dulux one is like a problem, like this problem. One of the Ramosha says that's not the vault because it's the vault because it's got a backing. Ramosha says the vault is if it's a firm, if it's attached well, if it sticks onto it well, it's a firm, as someone was saying before, if it sticks onto it well, that's the problem of Kosev. Even if it's got no backing, as long as you make it a firm thing, that's already called a problem. All right, we say. could be